And welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. For all the emotion that the Boston Marathon has stirred up over the last couple of years, it remains a very popular and much-loved road race.
The 119th running of the marathon is on Monday, and approximately 30,000 runners are gearing up for the race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be covering the event, as he does every year, and he spent some time with elite runners this morning and joins us in the studio now. Hi there, Alex.
Good afternoon, Meghna.
Hello. So tell us about the elite runners competing in this year's race. Let's kick off with the men.
Well, there's always a surprise in the Boston Marathon, but the men's field going in is very strong. There's a former world record holder, Kenyan Patrick Macau. He's running Boston for the first time. There are also a couple of other past champions, another Kenyan, Wesley Carrier, and a runner from Ethiopia named Lalissa Desiza, who won here in 2013, the year of the bombings. If you hear a trend here, Meghna, you're right. Since 1988, I should say, there have only been two non-African winners of the men's race at the Boston Marathon, and one of those, of course, was last year.
Meb Keflezighi, yep. Of course, the first American to win the race since 83. He's running again this year. Big question there. I was wondering, though, can he win again?
It's really difficult to repeat, but I got to tell you, Meghna, he looks great. He's really fit. And I'm thinking back to last year. I don't think I even mentioned his name very often
right.
when I talked about the 2014 race. Who is this guy? And we should have known who he was. He was about to turn 39 last year. And even though he has that great resume, he's an Olympian, a silver medal in the marathon, a win in New York in 2009. As I said, he wasn't really considered to be a contender here last year, but he proved everyone wrong in the race in 2014. There's no reason to believe he can't win again.
I mean, it's a stacked field like last year. I mean, that's what you want. You know, Boston is known to be a championship style, like the Olympics, like New York, and the stronger the field. And may the best man or woman win, because that's what the race deserves.
I'm sure Meb is thinking, hoping that that's him again, right? So what about the women?
Well, the big story in the women's race is really a runner who's not here this year. After Kenyan Rita Jeptu won Boston last April, she tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. She hasn't been stripped of any of her titles, but she is suspended from the sport for 2 years. So that leaves the race this year really wide open to runners like Bazunas Dibba of Ethiopia. I messed up her name slightly there. But she finished second last year when Rita Jeptu set a course record. Also, Sharon Cherop of Kenya is here. She's won the race before. But, Meghna, keep an eye on Shalane Flanagan. She's come very close in this race twice. She's from Marblehead. She grew up watching her dad run the race. She really pushed the pace last year, helping Jeptu to that course record. She really wants to win her hometown race.
This is the race that I want to win so badly, and I think maybe, if anything, I want it too much. You know, that's probably been my my downfall, is that I want it so bad, not just for myself, but just for my family and the community. This is where I was inspired to run, so can't think of a better way to kind of full circle my career is by coming back and producing my best race here at home.
She would make history just like Meb Keflezighi did if she does win this year. It would be the first American woman win in the open race since 1985. And again, she really helped Jeptu last year to that course record. So, but that, as we said, is now tainted by the drug suspension.
So this happens to be the 40th anniversary of the marathon's first wheelchair race, which I have to say I find so incredibly exciting. It's been dominated in years past by a couple of familiar names. But what's the field of competitors like there?
It's a really strong field, again, led by Ernst van Dijk in the men's race.
He's like Superman.
He's unbelievable. He's won this race 10 times. He's going for his 11th. And I said, what is it like to go for your 11th victory? And he says, well, you have to win 11 before you can win 15.
Oh, geez.
So he wants to win 15. He's 42 years old, but he's still competing in the men's field. And he has a good chance to defend his title on Monday. Tatiana McFadden is the defending women's champ, and she's won the race the last 2 years.
Well, looking forward to see how they battle it out there on Monday. So remind us about the course that runners tackle in Boston. I mean, it's world famous. And what makes it harder, easier? I can't believe I said easy in the word marathon.
It's really not easy at any point. It's just such a very interesting course. It's 26.2 miles like every marathon is, but it starts downhill, and the wheelchair racers particularly get going 20 to 30 miles per hour at the beginning of the race. It's a very sort of rolling course. You don't really see that on TV. You have to go out on the course and run it yourself, and that's what a lot of these runners do. They come here and train on the course during the year. The Newton Hills are obviously big, Heartbreak Hill. That starts about 17 miles in the race. They're really not huge hills, but it's where they are in the race, 17 miles in, so you're pretty beat up by the time you get there. Tatiana McFadden, by the way, told me she actually likes that part of the course because she likes to climb. She's probably the only one of the 30,000 people in that race on Monday who would say that.
I feel exhausted just thinking about it. But Alex, one more question for you quickly here, because obviously on Monday the race falls during a day that's in a gap in the trial of Jahar Tsarnaev. Have the runners that you've spoken to said anything about that?
They haven't really talked about the trial, but the fact that the bombings happened, it's in everybody's mind. All the runners are thinking about that. Let's go back and listen to Tatiana McFadden again about that.
You know, last year was a really important year. It was the comeback year after what happened the year before. And I really got to know and work with a lot of the families and people who were affected by the Boston bombings. And I think that's what kind of really drove me was to do so well in Boston, was to compete for Boston and to compete for the people in Boston.
That's Tatiana McFadden speaking to WBUR's Alex Ashlock. Alex, thanks so much as always.
You're welcome, Magda.
Stay with us. Coming up, the Ballroom Thieves, live in our studio. They'll play for us live and talk about their new CD. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.